You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
These lines are filled with people.
Yeah, they are.
Who want to try this game like Michelle. Hi, Michelle. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
What are you doing today? Having some fun yet?
Driving my son to school and driving to work.
Okay. Well,
so that's a no. No fun.
No fun for Michelle. What do you do for work?
I'm a massage therapist.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Rub down.
I can never get over the fact that my hands wouldn't last even one massage.
You got weak hands or what?
I don't. Well, no. I mean, you try doing what Michelle does for
60
minutes.
I don't want to do that. No.
Your hands would be falling off the ends of your arms,
I just don't want to touch other people. That would be my problem.
Well, I know. But putting your weirdness aside, there's the thing about just doing that for an hour. I don't know how your hands don't claw up, Michelle.
Yeah.
Oh. It builds up over time.
Can I just come in and get one part done? Because my knee calf area, like behind my leg, is just all jacked up, and I need it to be rubbed out. How much for just like part of my leg? For like 20 minutes?
We do 30 minutes minimum. But
30?
Yeah.
30 minimum? All right. You can just
and
rub my
just
calf
just so you
for
know, Michelle,
minutes.
He'll keep his jeans on.
I'll wear shorts.
Yeah, right.
Perfect.
And you just get my calf. It's I don't know what's wrong with it. I'm in pain.
You're old, Jeremy.
No,
just
I don't
face
know
the
what
fact.
Happened.
You know, you're getting old, dude.
No.
You're coming up on 50.
No. Oh, God. No, I
oh,
don't
God,
know what I did
are.
To it.
You're
That's
rapidly
a ways
approaching
away.
It.
That's a ways away.
Oh, time flies, my friend.
Well, let's not
time
start
flies.
The, let's start the 70
you,
countdown there,
do you
DT.
Remember? Yeah, but from farther away from that than you are 50.
No, Dom's going to be 70 soon.
Listen, your little Lila... Okay.
Yes.
If you think back, it was like an eye blink when she was born. I mean, just like a blink of an eye
oh, yeah.
ago.
Yeah, poof.
When that amount of time passes again, you'll be 50.
Yeah, that'll be quick. My leg will still be hurting probably at 50. All right, Michelle.
Michelle's like, I'm not having fun with this. Can we just play
at
the damn
all.
Game? Okay. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. We need... Are we still doing it? There's some that I want to do from yesterday that we couldn't get a winner, but I think I'd rather try some new stuff. All right. Based on the fact that college basketball just had their championship game last night, I'm looking for 5 college basketball mascots. Like, for instance, you cannot use CU because I'm using it as an example, but that would be the Buffaloes, right? So I need 5 of those, 5 college mascots. Ready and go.
That sucks. I don't watch college basketball.
I don't either.
Lions, Tigers, Bears.
Oh, my. I love that you did that.
That's funny.
Funny.
That is funny. You really could have taken any sport because for the colleges, it would have been the same. Like the CSU Rams, the Air Force Falcons, you know, Wyoming Cowboys.
I still wouldn't have done well on that either, Michelle,
no?
So don't feel bad. You're good.
Well, so much for me trying to be timely with the basketball championship game. Michelle, thank you for listening. Thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you, guys. Love you.
Love
bye.
You.
We
kisses.
Love you back. Bye-bye.
Kiss your strong bye. Hands.
Go in there and let her rub your leg.
I would.
Let her rub
Something's
your leg.
Something's up with it.
Here on this next line is Charisma. Hi, Charisma. Welcome.
Hi.
Whoa, hello.
Did I pronounce your name properly?
You did. Oh my god, hi.
Hi, oh my god.
Hey.
Hi.
Charisma, what are you doing today?
Nothing. I'm just going back home. I just dropped off my brother at work.
Yeah.
That's good. What are you gonna
good.
Do?
You got
when
rid of your brother for a few hours, that's good.
Yeah, what are you gonna do when you get home?
Probably clean and just enjoy my day off.
Well, that's
good
nice.
For you. You work hard. You deserve a day off.
Put a frozen pizza in and hang out.
For sure.
Let me ask you something. So, were you aptly named? In other words, do you have a lot of charisma?
Well, I try to live up to my name every day. You know, I mean, it's not easy, but I try.
Not easy being charismatic, is it?
Hey,
just
yeah,
ask Jeremy.
You got to be like in a good mood, you know?
Yep, all the time.
They should have named you Grump Ass instead. That'd be much easier.
You could live up to that.
Yeah, it's my friend Grump Ass.
I'm pretty sure I could do both, actually.
It just depends on the day, right? It depends on if your brother's around. Once you drop him off at work, you're a lot happier.
Much better mood.
And then I'm charisma.
There you go. All right, let's play some rattle off. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, good. 10 seconds. I think what we're going to do is move over to the food category. Charisma, can you please give me 5 foods that are traditionally fried? 5 fried foods. Ready? And go.
Okay, fried chicken, fried pickles, fried green beans, fried... Oh, my God. Fried.
Oh, no. Donuts are fried.
Damn, this is really hard.
Donuts are fried.
Onion rings.
Fry up an egg.
Fried
eggs are fried.
Chimichanga.
I almost said fried olives. I don't even know if that's a thing.
Probably
is that
it
a
might
thing?
Be a thing.
Oh, actually, maybe. You know it is. We used to have a woman who worked in our sales, the one that owes me $1,500, Jeremy. Remember
her?
Oh,
yeah.
She used to make fried olives. She would bring them in. She called them olive balls or something
like
that.
That's where all your money went. It went into
olives.
And
she owes me $1,500 and is
man,
took
disappeared.
Off.
Man.
Well, thank you, guys. It was so cool to call.
Well, it was cool to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. We hope you have a good day, okay?
Okay. You guys too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
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 $1,500.
You need to track her down immediately.
I really do. I got a bad taste in my mouth now thinking about it. I'd forgotten about that.
Tastes
the
like
last
olives.
Few years. Tastes like her olive balls. Hi, Jamie.
Hello.
Jamie, does anybody owe you money?
No.
No.
I wonder if that would be a topic for our show.
I think so.
Who owes you money?
We've done that before, but it's time to bring that back. I love that.
Who owes you money? I'm going to have
tomorrow.
To look up, because I'm really, honestly, it's been so long, I'm having a hard time remembering her name. It wasn't Michelle.
Let's put it down for tomorrow.
She had an unusual name. She was in our sales department. Okay, who owes you money? Jamie can't play. Jamie,
nope.
Do you owe other people money?
I do not. Nope.
No.
Okay, all right. What are you up to today?
I'm waiting for my class to start.
Oh, you're like in the hallway at the school or something?
I am. I had to get out of my car to head to class.
Oh, yeah, because you're kind of quiet and echoey.
What are you studying?
business management.
Business management.
Oh, okay.
Just ditch that class today. Sounds boring.
You know, that's what my son got his degree in, business management. So yeah, that's served him well, I guess, maybe.
What school are you at right now, Jamie?
Front Range. I'm finishing up my GI Bill.
Nice.
Good for you.
Well done.
All right, good. All right. Okay. So if you win, you're not going to be able to hoop and holler. Is that right? You're just going to be very low-key?
Yay.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Jamie, let's play Rattle Off. 10 seconds. Give me 5 different types of snakes. 5 different snakes. Ready? And go.
Brown snake, gardener snake, coral snake. The mamba, a cobra, a python.
You went for the unusual ones, which is what I really like.
You did
too.
It, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, you darn right she did. She's
I
a.
Hate
hold on a
snakes.
Second. She's a winner!
Yay!
I got news for you, Jamie. I hate snakes too.
She hates snakes.
Oh,
my
yeah,
son
I hate them
on
too.
Me with them.
Ugh. Does he chase you around with snakes?
No, my twin brother used to.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I've come across a few snakes since I moved here, and some of them here are known as rat snakes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
There was a story out this morning of a guy. Where was it, Dom? Was it Florida?
San Diego. And it was a rat snake.
He found a big old rat snake in his couch cushions that just kind of slithered up and in. It was somebody's
it
pet.
Was 7 feet long.
7 feet. And he's moving pillows around on his couch, and there was a snake behind the pillows.
Oh, my gosh. No.
I guarantee you, when Jamie gets home later, she's going to check under the cushions of all of her couches.
Check your bed.
Yeah. Listen, you're delightful, and you are the winner today. So if you'll stand by, Josh will come back and he'll tell you about that prize.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
You're welcome, and good luck at school.
Cool.
Well, there you go. Another satisfied customer.